Well, it's not just Easter right now. It's also Passover. And Passover is the Jewish holiday that celebrates the exodus of the Jews from Egypt. Central to the celebration is the Seder, the ritual meal during which the story of the exodus is told. Rabbi Ronald Agin wants people to take a fresh look at this very ancient celebration. He's the author of Wellsprings of Freedom. It's a reinterpretation of the Haggadah, the text that's recited at the Seder. Rabbi Ronald Agin is the spiritual leader of the Reconstructionist congregation Dor Shi'emet in Montreal, and he joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, for those of us who aren't too familiar with Passover, what exactly is it?
Passover is, as you said, it's the story of the Jewish people in the Exodus from Egypt. As the Bible tells, the central story of the Israelites is that they were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years, and God took them out with a strong hand and a mighty arm. And the celebration of that event is called the Passover holiday.
And the Passover Seder is the actual...
The Passover Seder is a home ritual that was created by the rabbis. In biblical times, the Passover was celebrated with animal sacrifice, of course, which mm-hmm. is how they celebrated the religion in biblical times. But post-biblical times, when there was no longer a temple and no longer sacrifices, the rabbis created this home ritual of the Passover Seder. Interestingly, it's modeled on the Greek Symposium.
Oh.
And we know this. I mean, it's
It's so ancient that it kind of makes sense.
Well, they were living in the Hellenistic and Greek, in the Roman times, actually. Mm-hmm. And like Plato's Symposium, the format was you sit around, actually lying around the table, like, or reclining, which is one of the things, one of the questions, why do we recline on this night? They were reclining. They had a certain kind of menu, and they had one topic to discuss. Plato's Symposium was, what is the best kind of love? And they just talked about that all night, and they drank a lot of wine. And so the rabbis took this model and created a Jewish talk feast mm-hmm. called the Seder, with four cups of wine, with a menu that somewhat is somewhat similar to the Greek Symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the theme, which is freedom. How do we understand freedom today? The Seder itself is so brilliantly constructed with questions that involve the children, with audio visuals of symbolic foods like matzah and bitter herbs and charoset, and there's various components of the Seder that make it almost a game for kids, and the idea is to tell the story in an interesting way to your child.
Why did you decide to revisit the way people of the Jewish faith interpret the Passover Seder? I mean, as you say, it is a very intricately celebrated holiday and meal.
Right.
So why did you want to revisit it?
Because for many people, the traditional Haggadah is not very intelligible. And many people may not even use the Haggadah.
Mm-hmm.
They may have some of the ritual foods, and the short version is, they tried to kill us, God saved us, let's eat. And that's the 20-second Haggadah.
Never had one. That's like the drive-through express Haggadah.
Right. And there's many versions of that going on the internet. You can get the 30-second, the 60-second Haggadah. I mean, it's quite hilarious. And I was trying to open up the traditional text, which is a rabbinic text. It's not that easy to understand why they put this section next to that section and what these passages even mean. So I was trying to open it up in a way that would be intelligible to today's people and to add some of the richness of the Jewish tradition from ancient times till modern times that also tells the story of freedom.
It is easy, because there are so many parts to the Seder, mm-hmm. to just go through the motions and say, this is what we say now, this is what we do now.
Right.
But you go into more of an explanation in the book about why you're doing this and why it's significant.
Right.
did you want people to under to be, have a better appreciation? Like, did you think it was being taken for granted?
Not so much that it was taken for granted, but I wanted to deepen the experience for people who would like to deepen the experience. Not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people want that 30-second, 60-second version of the story, and
right.
let's get to the food and have a good time. But for people who do want, and there are people, there was someone who came to my office today and bought a book for her father. She said, we have the all-night Seder until the Gazette is delivered in the morning. that's when we end the Seders. And they really do take the time to talk about the story. As the text itself says, whoever expands upon the story deserves praise. And so that's the rabbinic tradition. And there's no end to how much you can expand upon the theme of freedom. What does it mean? Is it external slavery? Is it internal slavery? Is it personal? Is it collective?
Well, you go into that. You go into the different definitions of freedom, and especially about slavery.
Right.
You talk about not just the slavery, the historical slavery,
right.
but personal slavery.
Right. The commentaries that I used,
mm-hmm.
which are taken from a collection of Hasidic commentaries from the spiritual mystical tradition, delves into the personal inner journey of freedom.
Yeah, and I like how you talk about the enslavement of the human spirit, and
right.
not just historically, again, but modern, in how we do it in modern day, how we're enslaving our souls, our spirits
right.
in modern day. Why did you want to do that?
Because I think that's what this story is all about. I mean, one of the things I found in working with, we had a small committee from our synagogue that we have some very knowledgeable and engaged people in the synagogue who were part of the committee that created this with me. And even the most knowledgeable didn't realize that the central passage in the Haggadah, which says, behold, in every generation, a person is obligated to see him or herself as if they personally went out of Egypt. They didn't understand it, as I understood it, to mean that even today we have to ask ourselves, what is our personal Egypt? What is our personal kind of enslavement? Egypt is not a place. It's a state of mind. It's not a political state
mm-hmm.
for in this context, in the religious context, in the spiritual context. So when I realized that people didn't quite understand that this way, then I realized that I have something really important to offer here.
What kind of reaction have you had from the Jewish community about a new take on the Haggadah?
Well, this Haggadah has only been out since March 11th, so only a few weeks, and we've had some wonderful, wonderful response. There have been several major reviews, one in The Forward, which is the major New York based national Jewish newspaper. Of the four or five that were reviewed, this one got the top billing as he called it, this is Passover for Passover lovers. And so this is the one that really...
That's a nice compliment.
It was a very nice compliment. This is the one for people who are looking for a meaningful Seder in which we'll engage people and a participatory Seder. This is the book for you.
I wonder if you're expecting any criticism, because when there's something new
yeah.
that's introduced or a new perspective, it can rub people the wrong way. And I'm wondering if you anticipate any of that. I mean, you could say no.
I can imagine that this Seder, this Haggadah will not satisfy the people who want a fully traditional Orthodox Seder. There are a few changes. Most, I'd say about 90-95% of the traditional Seder is here.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been some passages that have been either edited to be moved to a later part in the service, or there have been a few passages that have been deleted. There have been some rabbinic texts that have been added, and I imagine it's you know, for people who want the traditional Seder, it's
mm-hmm.
it's not going to necessarily satisfy them. But on the other hand, I think that the way most people conduct Seders is they have many different versions of the Haggadah around, and this will be perhaps an additional book on the table that will add a great deal.
Or what is your favorite part of Passover? What do you most look forward to at Passover?
You mean at the Seder?
At the Seder, or just about the holiday itself, or the celebration itself?
For sure, it's the Seder. I mean, it's not so much the matzah. It's the
What are you talking about?
although I do eat matzah, but I'd say that certainly it's the Seder. It's having friends and family get together and sing the songs. And tell the story and have a good time. I mean, it's while this Seder is probably invites a more serious kind of reflection and discussion, of course, the way in which it's used depends on the individuals, and we have a good time with it. You know, you still have to pick and choose and have fun just with the songs and be open to the spontaneous questions and discussions that come up.
Well, enjoy your Pesach.
Thank you.
I said that correctly?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think I said Haggadah, but Haggadah.
Haggadah.
Yeah. Rabbi Ronald Aiken is the author of Wellsprings of Freedom, The Renew Our Days of Haggadah. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.